Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أمن تذاكر جيران بذي سلام ما زد دم عن جرى من مقلة بدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أم هبت الريح من تلقائك ظلمات أو مضى البرق في الظلماء من إظام مولاي صلي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. In today's lesson, inshallah, we are going to be learning about the divineness, the miracle of the Quran Sharif. Allama Busayri rahimullah mentions, Da'ni wa wasfi ayatil lahu dhaharat. Allow me to describe the miracles of him, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Da'ani wa wasfi ayatil lahu tahurat. Da'ani wa wasfi ayatin. Leave me and allow me, give me this opportunity to describe the miracles of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that became apparent until today is still apparent. Was apparent until today is still apparent. What miracle of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was apparent in Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifetime and is still apparent today? It is none other than the Quran Majid. Yesterday, just a thought, a reflection comes to mind. As I was locking up, then my neighbor, Hindu neighbor, Uncle Bagu, he just now and then has a question for me, then he'll call me by the wall. And I'll say, anytime you have a question, you ask me. What an interesting question he asked me yesterday. And I even told him, I said, this is an interesting question. No Muslim has asked me this question today, till today. Maybe asked others, but personally, most definitely there was Muslims that asked this question. But personally to myself, I said, there's no Muslim that asked me this question. We say that the Quran Majid, that's the, you'll see, sometimes there's a question at the back of your mind, but you don't want to address it because either one, there's no interest, or either sometimes you don't want to address it because of the fact that you may feel that it may just get too controversial eventually. So you just leave it hanging there at the back of your neck. But sometimes if it's a beneficial question, you ask it. Of course, there must be ikhlas, there must be objective. Not like those of the past who are ignorant and then they just pose questions for no purpose, just to pass time, just to, you know, compete or just to challenge Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But rather what we must do is those questions, yes, this is a point. And you'll come to know that sometimes, because it's based on the question, sometimes it's beneficial for your advancement. So this Hindu person asked this question. He said, okay, so already he knew the Islamic date and he's like, already it's the ninth night too, and mashallah, you people, so he gives you this motivation. He's got this interest for Islam. May Allah accept him inshallah one day. So he said, okay, so I just want to ask you one question. Sure, go ahead, ask it. He said, see, the last 10 nights, you people place a lot of emphasis and importance. What is the reason for this? So I said, in those nights, there is a night that is we call Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr. And this night is significant to us. Now, before I could even say the virtue of why, he said, okay, but what makes this night so virtuous and most special? So I said, because the Quran Sharif was revealed on that night. And also because of the fact that this night in the Quran Sharif, it is mentioned that it's equivalent to 1,000 nights, 1,000 months, 1,000 months, let's say. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. So the Quran Sharif was revealed on the night of Qadr, and this night is equivalent to 1,000 months. So this makes this, so if I do ibadah, I do worship on this night, I'm always, you know, in this day, this age, and always it's been money, the interest of money. You'll see in various places of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses business jargon, tijara. Hal adullukum ala tijaratin. So Allah mentions, shall we not direct you towards a business? Such a business, it will rescue you, it will save you. So tijara, business jargon, to catch your attention, O Ummah. So you will see, and this is what I mentioned to him, that 1,000 months, where are we ever going to reach that point where we can do ibadah for 1,000 months? So here this night, we make the most of it, and then I explain to him that we stay away from sin and we engage fully in ibadah, and this year will be, inshallah, a means for us and wealth for us on that day. So here's the question that he posed then. He said, what about, you people say that the Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad, he's saying. Was revealed, we say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You say that the Quran was revealed to Muhammad and it came down gradually. But now there seems to be a contradiction, because you're saying it came down on one night. So I said, That's an intelligent question. You said, then I explained to him. From the tablet, Lawhul Mahfuz, which we call, it came down to the skies, the heavens of the earth. So from the earth, the heavens of the world. So from the Lawhul Mahfuz, it came down onto the heavens of the world. Then from there, it came down piecemeal, gradually. This is how it came from the angel. I said to him, you know, you probably heard of Gabriel. We say Jibril alayhi salam, the archangel. From there, he brought it to the heart of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And since then, it's been preserved, untaintable. And he, in fact, mentioned this to me previously to say that this is one real aspect of you people which we can never comprehend, and which no other religion, now when you hear this from myself, of course I'm a Muslim, but you know, al-fadlu bima shahidatil a'da, that virtue is actually virtue, true virtue is when the enemy comes out and then he mentions the virtue. That's virtue. So he says, no other religion has this. If you take our books, tainted, adulterated. You take their books, same. This is one outstanding feature, he said to me. So he said, there's many others. But as you embrace this one, inshallah, it will open up the ways for others. Allah grant them. You see, today also, a major catastrophe is we very motivational when it comes to encouraging people to accept Islam. But when they accept Islam, now it's a lonely journey forward. Their Eids, they are alone. Their journey ahead, basically, we are too busy, engaged, indulged in different things most of the time, wasting, passing time. But here is a person who is looking because he doesn't have that pillar of strength to hold him and see him through. So often, Allah forbid, Allah protect, Allah guide. He is the ultimate guide. But we have to also play our duty and responsibility accordingly. So what happened was, he said previously on other occasions, this year is something amazing. Quran is preserved. And this question now, how was it that you say came down one shot and but then, so then he said, okay, that makes a lot of sense. Gradually, and then there's so much of hikmah and wisdom of the fact why it came down gradually. One wisdom we'll give you is that so that it could settle on the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. You know that how they recited the Quran Sharif. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alladhina atainahumul kitaba yatlunahu haqqa tilawatihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those whom we have given the kitab, the Quran, they read it, they recite it with the haqq, the right that it is ought to be read with. That's how they recite the Quran. When we said to you there, when we did this verse the other day, this is referring to Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The Quran Sharif was given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made tabin litubayyin linnasi ma nuzzila ilayhim, made full tabin to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum who preserved it, and that golden chain continues up at this day and age. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. So the miracle of the Quran Sharif. Ayat. Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah says in his chapter concerning the glorious Quran Sharif, da'ni wa wasfi ayatil lahu dhaharat. Leave me and allow me to explain, to detail to you, describe to you the miracle that was revealed, the miracle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was apparent until today continues to be apparent. The Quran Majid, you leave it in your wardrobe, but when are you going to open it? How much have you excelled in this beautiful month of Ramadan, in which the Quran was revealed? Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, verse 185 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So this is that time, this is that moment, this is that time to engage. But can we really do justice? Never ever can we do justice. So here, just a point. Ayat. Da'ni wa wasfi ayatil lahu dhaharat. Leave me to describe the miracles that were revealed, the miracles of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that became apparent and remains apparent. Now when we see ayat, if you see in the Quran Sharif, verse 190 of Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So when you see ayat has been referred to, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. So yeah, ayat. This refers to those definite proofs. When you see it, it reminds you of Allah's greatness. Ayat. Then we said to you, another meaning of ayat is verses of the Quran Sharif. Verses of the Quran Sharif. If you take the verses of the Quran Sharif, Ulumul Quran, this is what we discuss. 6,236 verses of the Quran Sharif. If you take the Quran Sharif, which we use, printed here by Mias Farmin, so then you will see the page number, it's 848 pages. 848 pages. Other Qurans, the Arab Qurans, you'll see about 604 pages. How many words the Quran Majid has? 77,432 words. 77,432 words in 114 chapters. And for the ease of Ramadan, you got it into 30 paras, 30 ajza. Juz is one. Like now, a juz played. So a juz is one. Next, a juz is going to play. Ajza is the plural. So 6,236 verses in 848 pages, if you're using this Quran, 604 according to others, and it will change the number of pages accordingly. And if you're taking the words, 77,432 words, chapters 114, and 30 ajza, 30 juz, paras, which we say. So that's ayat, another meaning of ayat, verses of the Quran Sharif. Ayat also refers to miracles, and this is what Allama Busairi rahimullah is speaking about here. Da'ni wa wasfi ayatillahu dhaharat. Leave me to detail the miracles of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that became apparent. Became apparent, remains apparent. So yeah, if you turn to the narration of Bukhari Sharif, what's our proof that ayat also refers to miracles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So you turn to the narration of Bukhari Sharif, hadith 3637. The people of Makkah, sa'alu ahlu Makkah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ayyuriyahum ayah, ayyuriyahum ayah. The people of Makkah Mukarramah asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, show us a miracle. A yuriyahum, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam shows them a miracle, ayah. So what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Fa'arahum, he showed them. Fa'arahumun shiqaq al-qamar. Fa'arahumun shiqaq al-qamar. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam caused the moon to split. The moon to split. This is a miracle. If you take the Quran Majid and if you see, this is the jewels, you will say, the jewels of the Quran Majid. How many times? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about sun, Allah speaks about the moon as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the sun, speaks of the moon. And when you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah At-Tawbah, and you turn to verse 36, inna iddata ash-shuhuri 'inda Allahi 12 shuhura. The months according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 12. This is in Surah At-Tawbah, that is chapter number 9. If you're turning to verse number 36, this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the months. Inna iddata ash-shuhuri 'inda Allahi 12 shahra fi kitabillah. Surely the months according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 12 months. Inna iddata ash-shuhuri 'inda Allahi 12 shahra fi kitabillah. And this is since when? Yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal arda minha arba'atun hurum. So the day Allah created the heavens and the earth, and from there they are four that are sacred. Now, if you see, the word months is 12. The word month is repeated 12 times in the Quran Sharif. So here we quoted for you verse 36 of chapter 9. But if you take the word months on itself, besides for this verse, it is mentioned 12 times, and there is 12 months. If you take this word, establish prayer, establish salah,
that is mentioned 5 times in the Quran Sharif and 5 times is your salah. If you take the word day, day is repeated 365 times in the Quran Majid. And if you take the word days, so we're not speaking of day, we're speaking of days, that is 30 times in the Quran Majid. So that's like the number of days in a month. So we know 29 or 30 days. And of course, according to Gregorian, they say 30 and 31. We don't follow, we follow Islamic, but of course you can use the Gregorian calendar. Like this, there's so many other miracles of the Quran Sharif. If you see Adam alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam, both mentioned 25 times. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this. The similitude of Isa is like Adam. But to this extent, to the point where the words even are 25. Angels are mentioned 88 times in the Quran Sharif. Devils are mentioned 88 times. If you take life, 145 times. Death, 145 times. Man is mentioned 24 times. Woman is mentioned 24 times. So this mercy is mentioned 79 times. Guidance is mentioned 79 times. Good deeds is mentioned 167 times. Wrong deeds also, wrongdoings also 165 times. So these are real jewels of the Quran Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and guide us and enable us, allow us to engage. So here, miracles, we said to you, is referring to this here. The miracles of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which still today is still apparent, and nobody can blow out or extinguish its light. And this also the Quran Majid tells us and informs us. So when you see verse number, it's verse number 32 of Surah At-Tawbah. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They wish to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their mouths. وَيَأْبَى اللَّهِ. Allah rejects it. Allah rejects. إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهِ. Except that Allah will ensure that His light is complete. إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهِ. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Even though the kuffar, they grow in hatred. They grow in hatred. Now, let's look at a few miracles of the Quran Sharif. So when you turn to verse number 88, we turn to verse number 88. And this year is of, if you see Suratul Isra, verse number 88. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here, and challenges, bring all the jinn kind, bring all the mankind, and let's see. Let's see. Bring something similar to the Quran. Allah says, instructs, قُلْ قُلْ لَإِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَن يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. Say, instruct. Instruction, say, قُلْ. If all the humankind, the mankind, all of them joined together, in لَإِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُ, joined together, عَلَىٰ أَن يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, that they produce the like of this Quran, Majid, لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ, they will never, shall never be able to come with its like. وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. Allah says, وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Even though they back one another up, they help assisting one another, helping hands, coming together, they can never produce the like of the Quran Majid. They were individuals who attempted, but it just turned into them being mocked at, and people laughed at them, and people said, what are you really doing? So they came up with, you know, trying to match. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ. They try to match this. But as it is always, whoever attempts to try and play around with the Quran Majid, then what happens? They become humiliated. And I just want to show you something. There is a particular individual which we have really been speaking much about, and this has been the case. And perhaps you missed it, so we will show it to you here and present it to you as well here. Let's see how, when they made certain statements and they said that the Quran Majid was changed, and he says, he then tries to clarify, but that clarification also is not much of strength, it's not much of weight, nothing, substance. He says that no, it wasn't, the Quran is pristine, but someone came and they made a change. You know the whole drill, innahu la'ilmul lisa'ah. So when you look at Surah Zukhruf, there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. He says, no, la'alamu sa'ah. La'alamul lisa'ah. But he doesn't even say, la'alamul lisa'ani, he says, and making a mockery. And he says, this is the change. But you can see when he's questioned about it, and he's questioned about other issues also. That's not the only thing. That statement, what's the dangerous part? Where he says that there's a mistake in the Quran Sharif. And we've been reading it like this, like sheep. That's what he says. Now, if you come and you see when he's questioned, look how, I'm just going to play it for you now. And then you will see yourself how he becomes so arrogant, how he just tries to defend. He's not what he's saying, but the arrogance comes in when he's unable to respond. And if we can just play this quickly, you will hear it directly, hear it, and you tell me then what you have to say thereafter.
Maulana Abdul Halim, question. You mentioned to Maulana Abdul Halim that he should ask related questions. So my question, Maulana Abdul Halim here.
Abdul Halim, okay.
So my question is similar, but I'm going to relate it to today's. You mentioned وَلَا تَبْخَصُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. Yeah, so now I'm going to link it to his question, where he mentions وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِسَّاعَةٌ. And you've said this is not Quran.
We have already dealt with that subject. What is the question of the wala tabkhasu an-nasa ashya'ahum?
See, my question is you mentioned previously, because I have to call your previous speech to be able to ask my question. Okay. You mentioned about the
debate or something like that.
I'm asking a question, but I haven't even been allowed to finish.
Go ahead and take an hour to ask your question if it is. Go ahead and I'll answer you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Please don't get angry.
If you want to have a contest, go ahead.
No, it's not contest.
Nobody else is doing what you're doing. Nobody else. Give him the time.
If I'm allowed to ask the question,
go ahead. I'm ready. Go ahead and I'm ready. If you came here for a contest, we'll have it.
No problem. I'm ready for a contest.
We'll have it. Go ahead.
Okay. Right. So you mentioned.
Okay, people who ask questions, but
guys. Okay. So shall I not ask? And you want to sit down afterwards?
You came here. You
if your host wants to.
Go ahead and ask your question.
Right.
Take as much time as
that's
you
fine.
Want. Go ahead.
Perfect. So وَلَا تَبْخَصُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. You mentioned about the vowels and the diacritical notes on the Quran were written afterwards. Okay. And these have been influenced by men. Right? It's not the Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the Lawhi Mahfuz. My question here is, you've mentioned, can we now trust anything you quote from the Holy Quran? For example, please let someone came and said the diacritical notes on this that you quoted are not correct.
You stop.
Brother, you must be correct.
Yes, stop.
Be quiet now.
What he's doing
to answer
is one thing, he wants to question what I have said, whether this Quran is authentic or not.
That's what he's come to do. I've come to teach the subject of integration.
That's like baby work.
No, nobody will sit with you afterwards.
Will you stop it?
We'll sit with you afterwards.
Will you stop it?
Yes, you've heard that. Will you stop it? Will you stop it? But the person is asking a relative and interesting question, and you say no. You grow in arrogance. And this is what the Quran Majid as well speaks about. When they are asked to adopt taqwa, stop with all of these statements. The Quran Sharif has come down as a guidance, hudal lil muttaqin, guidance for the people who are searching for taqwa. And you are saying and creating doubts in this Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when it is said to them that come adopt taqwa, then they then grow in arrogance. They can't. Now you see what is happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches and shows you how relevant, how apt, applicable the Quran Majid is. Constantly, forever and ever, this will be the case. This is something that is. It's a different story where we do not have the understanding. We lack in the understanding. We lack in our trust in the Quran Majid. So therefore our hearts, to a certain degree, Allah protect us. But this is, we are unable to take out the jewels. Like, you know, a frog, he can only see what's around him. But he can't see there's an ocean there. In his realm, he feels like he is someone special. But he doesn't know there's major, big, huge sharks and the rest in the big oceans. So like this, we feel that we know a lot, but there's so much, so much, so much that we don't know. And when you question, you made a statement, so you have to qualify your statement. But rather, arrogance is the answer to these particular instances. Now, I said to you, people will always come about and try to change or try to. So you get certain individuals and they tried to imitate verses of Surah Al-Fil. They came, Al-Filu mal-Fil wa ma adraka mal-Fil. This turned out to be a total disaster for the person who attempted this. These were ridiculous individuals, and the pages of history still have these people recorded. So that's what we said. When you make these statements, understand something, your humiliation then will start thereafter. You cannot bring down this Quran Sharif. Allah rejects it. وَيَعْبَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَيُّتِمَّ نُورَهُ. And for Allah, it's nothing. For Allah, what is it? So Allah says, قُلْ say to them, لَإِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. Let the jinn kind, the mankind, let them all get together, bring the likes of the Quran. They can never bring its likes. Even if they have to serve helping hands to one another, they will not be able to do so. This is the reality. And if you see further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions verse 23 of Surah Al-Baqarah. وَإِن كُنتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِصُورَةٍ مِّمْ مِثْلِهِ. And if you're in doubt as to that which we have revealed to our servant, then bring a surah the like of this. And then wad'u, call shuhada'akum, all your supporters, min dunillah, because without Allah, in kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. Call all your witnesses, your supporters, can never happen. So when you're speaking of the miracles of the Quran Majid, you're speaking of the words, you're speaking of the syntax, you're speaking of the style, you're speaking of the system. Some words you will see, we're not speaking of the Quran Sharif here. in your different languages. If you take the Arabic language, there's a word for baked bricks, qarmadun, tubun. But this word is unsuitable. But due to a lack of a replacement, where people, they fail to present a replacement for it that is suitable, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now expresses this particular scene. And this is Fir'aun, right? Fir'aun, he says to Haman. And the instruction is given. If you want to see the reference for this, you can see in Surah Al-Qasas and look at verse number 38. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expresses, without using the words of bricks, qarmadun, tubun, but gives it in such a style that nobody, absolutely nobody, because Fir'aun didn't speak Arabic. So, but to express those words, Allah presents it with the understanding, without using it, nobody could do this besides Allah. So look at the verse 38, Surah Al-Qasas. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي. Pharaoh said, O chiefs, يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي. I do not know of any God for you other than me. I do not know of any God, of any other God for you other than myself. Look at the pride and arrogance. You must. فَأَوْقِدْ لِي يَا هَامَانَ. Now he addresses Haman. And this is the point of reflection. فَأَوْقِدْ لِي يَا هَامَانُ عَلَى الطِّينِ. O Haman, kindle for me a fire on the clay. A fire on the clay. Allah doesn't say bricks. Allah doesn't say qarmadun. Allah doesn't say tubun. But kindle for me, O Haman, a fire on the clay. And the understanding is there to bake bricks. فَجْعَلْ لِي صَرْحَا. And build for me a tower. And why did he want this? Look at the challenge and the... He says, لَعَلِّي أَطَّلِعُ إِلَىٰ إِلَهِ مُوسَى. And so build this tower for me so that I may look on the ilah, on the deity of Musa. وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّهُ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And I deem him to be one of the liars. So what happened was, like, you know, until today, this example continues. Where there's pride, you know, they say in English, the higher you climb, the harder the fall. Humpty Dumpty. Now you'll say Humpty Trumpy. He had a great fall. We still, inshallah, that fall will come. But the higher you climb, the harder the fall. So what happened? Recent, I give you current issues. Elon Musk, you know, his SpaceX. And they say and they make these claims that this was the most powerful, one of the most powerful shuttles. But it came down in ashes. One of the most powerful shuttles, within minutes, came down in ashes. This is latest current issues. Twice within such a short span. So he built this tower. And Jibreel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Jibreel alayhi salam, go and knock it down. Jibreel alayhi salam went. He struck only one blow to it. And it tumbled down in three pieces, killing thousands of Fir'aun's army. One blow. You know, in Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. One scream and they were extinguished. One scream. Now you can, the severeness. So Fir'aun, he challenged Allah. Allah showed him, your tower will come down crumbling. You make these statements unsinkable, they sunk. So this is with regards to the words, the miracle of the words of the Quran Majid. There is other aspects as well, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, or if you look at the syntax, the miracle of the syntax, this is a whole topic on its own. The construction of sentences, unmatchable. And nobody can dare to do so, because so many places Allah challenge people, come do it, let's see if you can. Unable to. The style, the system on all these issues, unmatchable. If you speak of syntax, just look at this verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 179. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٍ. And in the law of equitable retribution, there is life for you. Now when you look at this, if a non-Muslim has to look at this, say, but how can they be, that's, if you're taking someone's life, how is their life in this year? You're taking someone's life. You killed someone. Now, qisas, retribution, the law of equitable retribution. Allah's law is your life has to be taken now. So Allah is saying, in this there is life. So how is their life? Because now people will stop this crime of murdering others, like you see in this day and age. The war criminal of the world. I saw on a light pole just now in Indonesia. And I was so happy to see it. Happy to see the name Netanyahu on there. So this one didn't have an animate or whatever it is. But Netanyahu, the war criminal, baby murderer, gets away. So when you allow people to get away like this, then, and you are sponsoring this, do not expect that there will be law and order in your country when you are speaking and dealing with this issue in this manner. You can never. There's corruption upon corruption then. But when you have this law in place, if you take a life, then your life will be taken, and you abide by it strictly because it's the law of the Quran Sharif, then you'll see there's peace and tranquility. There's life in it. People can live now peacefully, easily. Beauty of the Quran Majid. So that's miracle of syntax, construction of sentences. Then you can speak of the miracle of the style. And you can speak on the miracle of so many other aspects. If you speak of the brilliant miracle of the Quran Majid with its brilliance, this is, people have presented their poetry, people have come, but again, yeah, the style of the words that has been used, no poet in the world could match it. And this came from such a honorable Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidul Kawnain, Wathaqalain, the leader of the worlds, and he is leader, meaning besides Allah, we're not speaking of Allah, is the sustainer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the leader, Sayyidul Kawnain, of the mankind and the jinn kind. Imamul Anbiya, the leader of the Anbiya alayhi wasallam. So when you see the style, that too, you see the miracle of the system, coordination, arrangement, system of the verses. This is something else on its own. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the understanding. To end off, to end off, you look at the narration of Tirmidhi. A beautiful, wonderful narration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentions about the Quran Majid and says this is the way out. It was Ali radiallahu anhu was asked this question, that people, I have become engrossed in storytelling. And the Quran Sharif is not storytelling. But people have engaged in this. And they've been doing this. So, and this was when this took place in the masjid. People were absorbed in this. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was asked, what is the way out from this? So Ali radiallahu anhu said, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, see, nothing from, not from themselves, but saying what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Indeed, there will be a fitna. Ala innaha satakunu fitna. Soon there is going to be a fitna. So I asked, فَقُلْتُ مَا الْمَخْرَجُ مِنْهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ What's the way out, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kitabullah, Allah's kalam. Till today, the kalam of Allah. فِيهِ نَبَأُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ وَخَبْرُ مَا بَعْدَكُمْ وَحُكْمُ مَا بَيْنَكُمْ هُوَ الْفَصْلُ لَيْسَ بِالْهَزْلِ مَنْ تَرَكَهُ مِنْ جَبَّارٍ قَسَمَهُ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ ابْتَغَى الْهُدَى فِي غَيْرِهِ أضله الله وهو حبل الله المتين وهو حبل الله المتين وهو ذكر الحكيم وهو صراط المستقيم هو الذي لا تزيغ به الأهواء ولا تلتبس به الألسنة ولا يشبع منه العلماء ولا يخلق على كثرة الرد ولا تنقضي عجائبه هو الذي لم تنتهي الجن إذا سمعته حتى قالوا إنا سمعنا قرآنا عجبا يهدي إلى الرشد فآمنا به. What can we say? We'll just quote this part of the translation. The amazement of it never ends. The jinns heard it. They did not hesitate, but they said آمنا. And this portion here as well. لا يشبع منه العلماء. The ulama, they cannot satiate, they cannot quench their thirsts with it. And to those who want to twist the words of the Quran Sharif, here in this narration, وَلَا تَلْتَبِسُ بِهِ الْأَلْسِنَةِ The tongues cannot twist it. The tongues cannot twist it. Allah grant us the love, muhabbah for the Quran Majid. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.